Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Bim bam, bim 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 bam, bim 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 bam, cheery beery beery bim bam, bim 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 bam, bim 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 bam.
Welcome and Shabbat Shalom. First, we'll have another song. Then we'll welcome you.
A song is a welcome song.
Yeah. Shabbat Shalom. So we gather tonight not only for our weekly celebration of Shabbat, but also this is the weekend for the festival of Shavuot, which is a day that's observed at TBS with our confirmation, which is going to be an amazing service, just getting a little plug in, on Sunday morning if you'd like to come. So Shavuot is one of those holidays that Jews often kind of scratch their heads and go, wait, what's that one about again? Well, if you remember one thing about Shavuot, it's that it's the day you eat cheesecake. Yes, so that, sometimes people remember that part. But if you want to remember maybe one other thing besides the cheesecake about Shavuot, I suggest you think of connecting with God through our Torah. So Shavuot has way too many names, even in the Torah. It has way too many themes. It's not a holiday that was designed by an educator because it's called the Festival of First Fruits, the Festival of the Wheat Harvest, the Festival of Weeks. It's called the Time of the Giving of the Torah. It's the holiday of the Book of Ruth. It's just too much, and that's why no one can remember. So I choose to settle on one theme, and besides cheesecake, and that is that Shavuot is where we remember that we were all in the Torah story at Mount Sinai. All of us had a life-changing experience of connecting with godliness, with the holiness in the universe. And from that experience, we learned that the world is not just about me. It's about how we all have to work together with kindness and respect to make our world a wonderful one. And every year on Shavuot, our tradition says that we reconnect, we commit ourselves anew to the holy task that is given to us through our Torah, to come together in community, to join hands with others, and to bring a world of peace. So we welcome in Shabbat and this special holiday weekend, and the angels we envision with us on this holy day as we sing Shalom Aleichem, page 5. I realize I forgot to ask someone to light candles, so we are going to surprise. This is our family service, so if you are a family with religious school children with you, you're invited to come up and light candles. You can do it. We have faith on no notice. Okay, it's not. Yep, there we go. Anyone else? Cordially invited. And candle lighting is on page 6. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
True people. The Lord will do it.
Page 6.
Thank you. Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are our home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, sing our songs to God. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'chadet ner shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu lechad likner lechad likner shel Shabbat.
Thank you. We're all about keeping you on your toes here. Sharp, got to keep your worship skills sharp. You did great. A plus. Please rise for Baruch Hu on page 8. Okay, so between Baruch Hu and Shema, we pray to appreciate the beauty of the natural world and all the creation in the outside. So on family service, we like to do that through When God Made the World on page 9. And is there anyone, maybe religious school age, who would like to help lead with me? Oh, okay. Hiding behind a service bowl. Okay, never. I'll just do it myself. If I do it wrong, it's on you.
I'll help you.
Oh, that's right. No,
I don't have my guitar in this service.
Good point. Rise for Shema on page 12.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael. Shame kevod, malchuto, le'olam ma'en.
V'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha uv'chol nafshecha uv'chol ma'odecha. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha. V'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam. B'shivtecha b'veitecha uv'lechtecha v'aderech uv'shochbecha uv'kumecha. Ukshartam la'ot al yadecha v'hayu letotafot bein einecha. Uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai v'item kedoshim l'elohechem ani Adonai Elohechem asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim lihiyot lachem l'elohim ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children, speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Long ago, our people were slaves in Egypt. We prayed to God, please help us to be free. Finally, Moses led us out of Egypt so we could worship in freedom. When we came to the sea, the people sang a song to thank God. Now we pray that everyone will be free. We praise you, eternal God, who freed your people Israel.
As I was thinking about getting ready for Vishamru, when I was first learning meditation, there were the usual sit meditation, walk meditation, walk meditation, sit meditation. There was a meditation where you use the Hebrew alphabet, where you use the vowels and the letters to concentrate on God. There was one meditation which just didn't go over well, and the teacher was like really, really trying to get us into it. It was called the Oi meditation. And he said that you meditate by going Oi, and it was like everybody just cracked up laughing. So it was fun afterwards about thinking of how hard he tried to get us to go Oi. So Vishamru, we get to get up and down. And for some of us, when we're getting up, it is a little bit of an oi. We join in Vishamru.
Vishamru, B'nai Israel. Sheshet Yamim, Asa Adonai, Asa Adonai, Et HaShemayim V'et HaAretz, V'shamru B'nei Yisrael, Et HaShemayim, La'asot Et HaShemayim, L'dorot HaMerim Olam. U'vayom HaShvi'i, Shavat V'yinafash, Shavat V'yinafash, Shavat V'yinafash, Tishamru B'nei Yisrael, Et HaShabbat, La'asot Et HaShabbat, L'dorot HaMerim Olam, Tishamru B'nei Yisrael, Et HaShabbat, La'asot Et HaShabbat, L'dorot HaMerim Olam.
We continue with the Tefillah, beginning on page 16, as we pause to move inward with the prayers of our hearts, that our lips are like the banks of a river, and we pray that the words of our mouths flow through and overflow the banks with our praises of the divine. For those who are able, please rise, page 16. Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Velohei Avotenu V'imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Velohei Leah, Ha'el Agadol Agibor Bahanara, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim Vekone Hakol, V'zocher chastei avot v'imahot, u'mevi geula livnei v'nehem, l'ma'an shemo b'yahava, melech ozer u'moshiach u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Abraham v'ezrat Sarah. Page 17. Ata gibur le'olam Adonai, mechaye hako atarav l'hoshia, Mechalkel chayim bechesed, mechayei hakol berachamim rabim. Someach noflim v'rofe cholim, u'matir asurim, u'mekayei emunato l'shenei afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, u'mi domelach, melech meimit u'mechayei, u'matzmiach Yeshua. V'ne'eman ata l'chayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, mechaye hakol. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Svaot, Moloho ha'aretz kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We read together on page 19. Inside each of us is a holy spark, a light that shines brightly when we feel proud of ourselves, when we feel strong inside, when we see the beautiful world around us. Inside each of us is a holy spark, a light that shines brightly when we help one another. We are kind to people we know and don't know. We take care of the world together. Bless are you, Adonai, the holiest spark inside us all. We continue on our service folders with Sim Shalom. Pause now for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say shalom bim Roma, uya ase shalom aleinu. Say shalom bim Roma, uya ase shalom aleinu. Ase shalom bim Roma, uya ase shalom. Yes, Yaseh Shalom, Yaseh Shalom, Shalom Aleinu, Be'alko Yisrael. Yaseh Shalom, Yaseh Shalom, Shalom Aleinu, Be'alko Yisrael. Yaseh Shalom, Yaseh Shalom, Shalom Aleinu, Be'alko Yisrael.
Back cover, as I look at our Misha Berach list, we have some additional congregant names that have been added. We've had a couple of people in very, very, very serious condition over the past week who have come back to us, who have bounced back. And with Misha Berach is prayer for healing, for continued healing for those who have had accidents, illnesses, surgeries, but also gratitude that things can seem dark, but healing can take place, that there is hope. Misha Berach is on page 24.
Shabbat shalom, everybody. Today I was out at lunch, I went to of all places, Glory Days, one of our congregants. I didn't really appreciate it till we had lunch together, and I got the in the kitchen tour. It was really neat. They have a thing like, let's say that one person orders the hamburger rare and another person orders the hamburger well done. Like, the computer will tell you when to put the hamburger on. It's like, whoa, isn't that cool? So it happened to be on the screen was the beginning of the Women's World Cup. Now, as you know, I'm really not a big soccer person, but I was really very struck by, a couple of things about the World Cup. The first thing was at the beginning when the two teams, they exchange pendants with each other. And I thought that was really a beautiful thing. The other thing was that I love the instant replay. Because for someone who doesn't always pay attention, I actually got to see what everybody was excited about. My lunch was much more exciting at the time, as was the New York Times. And then to watch when everybody gathered together and was just so excited and congratulated each other when the goal was scored. Actually, the ball off went up from the sideline, headed it into the net. I was like, wow, now that's my soccer for the whole year. But, the thing that I'm, kind of working with you all tonight is times when people are included. So with the World Cup, we had all types of ways that people are included in the event, besides flags and everything else. We were recently, 15 of us went to the consultation on conscience, the social justice gathering, the social justice, I just wanted to make sure the ceiling wasn't going to fall, in Washington. And so it was a tale of two tables. So at we had a TBS was the majority group at one table, and we happened to have a woman, you remember this, sitting among us, who, like, there were like two TBS people on one side and three on the other, and we were having a jolly conversation, and like we realized, oh, she wasn't included. So, we said, oh, where are you from, and included her in the conversation. One of our congregants was the sole person at another table with a congregation which shall remain nameless. And said, is it okay to sit here? And they said, oh, no, we're a, and then the name of the congregation. Person didn't feel very welcome at all. So to start out tonight, if you think back to all the different types of rituals and experiences that we may have where we try to make people feel included and welcome. What are rituals that make people, or times, even small things, where people feel welcome, people feel included? Okay, there we go. Okay.
The greeters at the door.
That's great, the greeters, good. Anybody else? Think of kids' birthday parties. Think of that wonderful scene from the beginning, first season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, when they're getting ready for the kids' birthday party. What's happening there? Okay, I'm out here. I don't have any kids. I'm trying to bring this up to an adult level. So think back to when your kids had birthday parties. How did you make everybody feel included? Everybody in the class, great, great. And how else does everybody get to feel included? Man, I'll tell you, this is not a place where I would have wanted to go to the birthday parties. Yes, yes, yeah. Everybody gets a gift bag. Everybody gets a gift bag. That's great, that's great. So, last week we had some new folks that were coming to check out TBS, and it's like everybody took turns, like during the oneg, going next to them and talking. So I have a story because this week we mark the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai, and this is a wonderfully, wonderfully creative piece. Rabbi Rappaport is going to help me, and she's going to be holding up the signs. Martha Stewart, eat your heart out. There we go. Okay, that'll be the first one. Yeah, great. So we've practiced this many, many times before. And so God's going to create the Torah. So as God began to think of creating the Torah, God needed to find which letter was going to be the first letter of the Torah. The rabbis, as we know, the first letter is the letter bet. So the rabbis created this conversation. God talked to all the... No, don't... You keep up. Keep the top. I still need the top up there.
I know.
Okay, just one at a time. Okay, good. Okay, great. Thanks. And so first, the Tav, which was the very last letter of the alphabet, came and said to God, God, could I be the first letter of the Torah? God, because Tav is the first letter of the word Torah. And Torah is going to give the people all the values, all the stories. The Jewish people are going to carry the Torah from place to place through all of our generations. God, please let me be the first letter. And God said, Tav, you are a wonderful letter. There's so many things that you're going to start us off with. You're the first letter of teshuvah, of repentance. But also, Tav, you're the first letter of tochacha, which means to rebuke someone, to tell someone if they've done something that wasn't right. So Tav, I'm going to go with a different letter. And the Tav understood. There we go. So next, the Shin came forward.
The Shin, okay.
This is the final review at the end of the third grade to make sure everybody knows their letters. And the Shin said, God, could I be the first letter of the Torah? Because I'm the first letter of the word Shaddai. And Shaddai, God, is one of your names. It means God the Almighty. And on the parchment of every mezuzah, is on the back is the word Shaddai. So God, whenever the children of Israel put a mezuzah on the doorposts of their house, I will be there, and I am Shaddai. But God said, Shin, you're also the word Sheker, which means to be false. And you are so many other good things. You are Shalom, which is so beautiful and peace for the world. But Shin, we're going to have a different letter. So next we came to the Resh. And the Resh said, God, let me be the first letter of the Torah, because I'm the Resh. And God, the Shin and the Tav had problems, but God, I am going to be right there with you all the way. But God said, Resh, while there are many good things like Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year that come from you, Resh is also the word Ra, which means to be wicked. And there's a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer Tov, a good and an evil inclination. And so Resh was not going to be the first letter of the Torah. And so it went through all of the other letters of the Torah. I don't have signs for all of them. Through the Kuf and the Samech and the Lamed and the Mem and the Fei and the Pei and the Sadi and the Chet. And God came to the Bet. And the Bet came before God and said, God, could I be the first letter of the Torah? Because the Bet is the letter for bracha, for a blessing. And the children of Israel will say 100 blessings a day. There's a blessing for waking up, for our bodies moving. There's a blessing for opening our eyes. There's a blessing for feeling strong. There's a blessing for Torah. And God said, Bet, you will be the first letter of the Torah. And Bet did a little happy dance. And Bet in a Torah is always a little larger than the other letters on the line. But one letter was left out. And that letter was the Aleph. And the Aleph said to God, God, I am the first letter of the alphabet, and I didn't even get my turn. And so God said, Aleph, I have a most beautiful job for you. You are going to be the first letter of the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments begin, Anochi Adonai Elohecha, I am the Eternal, your God. When a new child is born, and everybody's so excited at the baby naming or bris, and there's an older sibling, always bring a gift for the younger siblings. And that's how the Aleph also had a turn. But the amazing thing, kind of the subtext of Torah, thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, is the idea of inclusion. And so let me give you a few examples of this idea, which is, you know, sort of a subtext throughout the Torah, that in the story of creation, the story of creation begins when human beings are created, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmo, let us create the human being in the image of the divine. So who is the us? So there are all kinds of articles and things, and my favorite commentary says, we just don't know. But the idea that I like the best is one that says, God had already made the plan of creation, but God decided to consult the angels anyway, that it was an example of modesty, an example of God making sure that the angels felt included. Let's go to the Garden of Eden. What was the fruit that Adam and Eve ate in the Garden of Eden? Okay. How many people say it was an apple? Okay. Any other suggestions? Pomegranate. How many people think it was a pomegranate? Any other suggestions about what it might be? A what? A date. How many people think it might be a date? Okay. Want the answer? It's a fruit. But the commentary is really beautiful about this. The commentary said, specifically, we don't know what fruit it was because God didn't want to embarrass any fruit. Whoa! Isn't that neat? We then come to the Ten Commandments and the giving of the Ten Commandments. There's a beautiful tradition, and I was, you know, citing many of the traditions today in my weekly email. And the tradition is, what did the people hear at Mount Sinai? And this wonderful response is, everybody heard the Ten Commandments in a way that they could understand. And that the tradition focuses on speaking to each in a way that they can understand. So let's go back to the letters of the Torah. It is sad to not be the first, but the amazing thing about the Torah is that in order for a Torah scroll to be kosher, it has to have every single letter. Now here we'll read from a scroll that isn't kosher. These scrolls are in beautiful condition. But if you can't read even one letter, then that scroll's not fit for use. Now, story actually happened. My teacher, Rav Danny Landes, he's my rabbi. When he was young and growing up in his Orthodox synagogue, they had a dilemma. The Torah, the letter was very, very faded. And the rule with a Torah is that you have to have a child under 13 has to be able to tell what the letter is. And they couldn't tell if it was a dalet or a resh. So they called up young Danny Landes. He went up to the front, he looked at it, and he said, dalet! And everybody cheered. But the Baal Shem Tov has a wonderful saying that if the Torah scroll is missing even one letter, it's not complete. And that everybody in a community has a special mitzvah, a special gift to bring to that community. And if even one person is missing, then the community is not whole. So as we mark the receiving of the Torah, we mark all of this wisdom of Derech Eretz, of the way of including, of being present with each other, and affirm the way with the wonder of the letters that each of us is a cherished member of our community. Shabbat Shalom.
Feel free to join us on the chorus. It's not in your service folder, but you'll get it.
Well, there were 613 commandments that Moses handed to us. As he stood at the foot of the mountain of Sinai, our dear Moses started to fuss.
Continue with Aleinu, and if you are either a Jewish teacher, a teacher of Jewish things, or a teacher who uses Jewish values to teach, this is very self-defined, come on up. In honor of our holiday of learning and Jewish values, Shavuot, to open the Ark. Please rise, and we continue on page 25.
Aleinu l'shabayach l'adon ha'kol La'teit g'dula l'yotzei b'reshit She'lo asanu g'divoye ha'ratzon Ve'lo asamanu g'mishot adama She'lo sam chelkenu k'ahem V'gor aleinu k'chol ha'mona Va'naf nu k'chol
You may be seated. Page 27. There are stars up above so far away, we only see their light long, long after the star itself is gone. And so it is with people who we love. Their memories keep shining ever brightly, though their time with us is done. But the stars that light up the darkest night, these are the lights that guide us. As we live our days, these are the ways we remember. On this Shabbat, we remember our beloved members during their year of mourning. Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein, Michael Van Gelder, Renee Muntner, Paul Pressman, Sandy Keith. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Allison Hain, niece of Sam Corson. Molly Waters, friend of Sam Corson. Jane McCarthy, aunt and godmother of Greg DeCenza. Bernice Berman, mother of Laura Train. Eileen Vogel, mother of Deborah Derner. Carol Morehouse, friend of the Aarons, the Derner, and the Green families. And Anne Friedman, mother of Carol Wolf. On this week, we observe the yard site of our beloved members, Ruth Margulies, mother of Marcia Alter, and Robin Rothman. And we remember the yard sites this week of Eve Tobin, Terry Bendick, Irene Jaffe, Kestrel Kalmus, Philip Heyman, Philip Kamen, John Meehan, Linda Rosenfeld, Jeff Bruner, Barbara Cohen, Ben Cohen, Eleanor Setzman, George Itzhak, Rose Itzhak, Jerry Mittler, Lois Shoemaker, Reverend Thomas Courtney, Stanley Goss, Elliot Hirschman, Emmanuel Zweigel, Adele Zeman, Herman Brenner, Catherine Book, Harold Fruitman, Bernard Horowitz, Merle Polunsky, Leonard Weisbein, Cynthia Aduk, Nanette Benson Nicole, Mary Sue Dula, Arthur Gross, Paul Littman, Rika Schmal, and on this anniversary week of D-Day, we remember all of those who gave their lives to fight in this battle that was the beginning of the end of the horrors of World War II. We rise as a congregation to together recite Kaddish, page 28, and honor all of their memories. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah, v'yama divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon v'chayei dechol beit Yisrael, b'agala v'izman kari v'yimru amen. Yehe shmei rabbah mevarach l'alam olmei almaya, Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase, v'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shemei dekudsha berichu, la'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, Tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran bialma v'imru, amen. Yehei shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu ya'ase shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
So before we continue with Kiddush, are there any under B'nai Mitzvah age June birthdays?
Come on.
So you may all be seated because we need to take a moment
and
to honor.
And if four people would like to come up and hold the chuppah, man, I'm so glad you all have birthdays. And you all get the new slinkies because we were out of slinkies, man. And those are really cool. Yeah, yeah. You get the new, do you know what the slinkies are, right? Okay. There we go. Okay, turn around and face me. Stand underneath the chuppah. Okay. And how old are you? And what day of the month is your birthday?
June 28th, I'm becoming 12. June 16th, I'm turning 10.
Great. And I'm sure there are going to be prize bags for everybody. So we offer you this blessing on your birthdays. We say, may God, who blessed our ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, Rebecca and Isaac, Leah, Rachel and Jacob, bless you. May you be blessed to continue to grow and to be strong and to always be healthy. May you be blessed with wonderful friends and special times with your family. May you be blessed with learning wonderful new things in school and enjoying your summer break from all of the things that you learn in school. And may you be blessed to feel the presence of the divine in your lives, to see the wonder in the world, the wonder of beautiful days, the wonder of new things, the wonders of great books, and the wonders of new adventures. May you be blessed always with learning, with the ability to do gemilut hasadim, acts of kindness with others. And may you always be blessed with love, love of your family, and love of all of those who care for you in your lives. And together we're going to say the Shehecheyanu for this special birthdays. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higianu l'asman hazeh. Amen. Okay. And your parents can
stay up here for Kiddush.
And you can let your parents play with them, but only after you've had your turn.
Please rise. Page 29.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, barei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishana b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu. Bishabat kodesho, v'ahava uvratzon hinchilanu, zikaron lemaaseh bereishit, ki hu yom tehila, lamikra'ei kodesh, zecher letziat Mitzrayim, ki banu b'charta, v'yotam.
Ba'ahava uvratzon in haltanu Baruch ata Adonai nekadesh ha-shabbat. Amen. Hamotzi lechem min ha-aretz.
We give thanks to God.
Our voices join in songs together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Amen.
Slinky and Challah, happy birthday. Please be seated.
Oy. Shabbat shalom. I'm Neil Seiden, president of TBS. Welcome to our Shavuot family service, Shabbat service. Happy birthday to Sophie and Josh. I have to share this with you as I came into the sanctuary this evening, just before the service. Sophie was sitting with her mom, and she saw the song titled 613 Commandments, and she was worried that we were going to say all of them tonight. Thankfully, we didn't. We'd still be there. Thank you to all who helped make this service possible, our rabbis, ushers, greeters, Onik helpers, security, and you, our TBS members and guests. Now that there's no more annual meeting for another year, you're wondering, what does he have to talk about? There's plenty. Thank you. Well, the next event of the season happens here on Sunday, June 9th, as 10 of our TBS students become, is that right? What's the number, 10? 10 of our students become confirmands. The service starts at 11 a.m. and will be followed by a reception. As Rabbi Rappaport's email earlier this week said, it will be unbelievable. So please come and support our confirmation class. I hope to see you here. Next Friday, as pictured in your... Next Friday, please come to the installation of your new and returning board members service, and we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting. And then another epic event pictured in your service folder occurs here Saturday morning, June 22nd, as 5 of our superstar adults complete 18 months of study and practice as they celebrate their adult B'nai Mitzvah ceremony. Will the celebrations just not stop? I hope not. Please join together as we celebrate their achievements, learn from them, and pray with them. Last week at our annual meeting, I recognized a number of our congregants who did so much in the background of our, they are in a sense our unsung heroes, if you will. And while I mentioned all the volunteers and many others, I did not explicitly recognize some of the most visible volunteers and their work in support of TBS. Tonight, it is my pleasure to recognize Rachel Schreibman and Rob Weissman, two of the most wonderful, engaged, and outstanding congregants who do so much in the foreground. It seems appropriate to call them the singing heroes of TBS. They lead us in song and worship for something like 40 Friday nights each year, and it takes a lot of time to prepare, to practice, and to learn new song and music, to perform and teach. And I know you both often get last-minute curveballs thrown at you, and so your flexibility and your ability to rise to the moment is admirable, and we certainly appreciate that. You are professionals, reliable, stalwart TBS ambassadors. You are hugely important and valued parts of TBS life and worship, and there is no doubt that you have become TBS institutions in your own right. It is hard not to think of Rob and Rachel when we think of Shabbat at TBS. After all, where else could Shabbos be so sweet? On behalf of a grateful TBS, we thank you for your time, energy, and the love you so freely and often give to your TBS family on Friday nights and throughout the years. Thank you. If you'd both come up here.
Get a slinky.
The slinkies are for your flexibility. But we have a little bit more substantive gift on behalf of the congregation.
Thank you
both.
Thank you.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you.
wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a good next week. Shabbat Shalom.
And we conclude with the Echo Adon Olam, so everyone has to get ready to sing. Let's see, there's a little, you guys got to be really loud because there's a lot more on this side for whatever reason.
Just Marilyn and Sandy.
And you have Janet, so you guys have to really.
Oh, that's true.
Adon Olam, Hashem Malach, B'Terem Kol, Yitzir Nivram, Yit Nazar. Asher Malach, B'Terem Kol, Yitzir Nivram, L'Yet Nasav, B'Chefsa Kol, Azay Malach Shemo Nikra Adon Olam, B'Hu Echad, V'Ein Sheni, L'Ham Shelo L'Hachbira Adon Olam, B'Li Reishi, B'Li Tachlit, B'Lo Ha'oz V'Hamizra Adon Olam, Adon Olam, Asher Malach, B'Terem Kol, Yitzir Nivram, L'Yet Nasav, V'Chefsa Kol, Azay Malach Shemo Nikra Adon Olam, V'Hu Eli, V'Chai Goli, V'Tzur Chevli B'Yetzera Adon Olam, V'Hu Nisi, U'Manos Li, Manat Kusi B'Yom Mikra Adon Olam, Adon Olam. Asher Malach, B'Terem Kol, Yitzir Nivram, L'Yet Nasav, V'Chefsa Kol, Azay Malach Shemo Nikra Adon Olam, B'Yado Afkid Ruchi, B'Yed Ishan B'Yaira Adon Olam, B'Yim Ruchi Givi Yati, Adon Eli V'Lo Ira Adon Olam, Adon Olam, Asher Malach, Asher Malach, B'Terem Kol,
B'Terem Kol.
Please rise for the benediction. Adonaios liyamo yitain, Adonai yivarech et amo v'ashalom. May God bless our world, each nation, each person with their gift, with shalom, wholeness, and peace. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.